What's up, guys, and welcome to the show. Let me talk to you. See, these past few days, wrestling-wise, been pretty great for me in my eyes, anyway. See, Sunday, Elimination Chamber. The show overall, Elimination Chamber, it wasn't all that great to me. Really wasn't. You had matches like Dolph versus Apollo Crews and Kalisto, a match that easily could have happened tonight on SmackDown. Because no one was really interested in that match. I mean, that crowd, that Phoenix crowd, they weren't really into the show anyway. They weren't into the show until, like, I want to say Tag Team Turmoil or until the Women's Championship match. I mean, the show had some... The show just wasn't all that great to me. But the best parts of the show were near the end, where Naomi finally won her first Women's Championship. It's been way too long, man. It's about time that this happened. Naomi is finally women's champion. Finally. And I hope that she gets a lengthy title run, too. Because she deserves that. And then, the best part of the night, Bray Wyatt is the new WWE champion. Now, within the chamber, looks like they have started something with Corbin and Ambrose, because Ambrose eliminated Corbin, and then Corbin just went crazy and got Dean eliminated by The Miz. And then Cena eliminated Miz, Bray eliminated Cena, and Bray eliminated AJ Styles to win the WWE Championship. The era of Wyatt is now upon us, and I hope that it lasts for a long time. And then last night, Monday Night Raw. Let's just start with Bayley is the new Raw Women's Champion. Because it seems like every time Charlotte defends her championship on Raw, she loses it. And then you know what happens after that. Because I think we all know what happens after that. Charlotte goes to the next pay-per-view and she wins the belt back without a problem. That's probably what's going to happen here. Now, someone last night, they suggested an idea at, and what's her new Twitter? I think it's at @holy_wrestling. I think that's what it is. The Queen Heel. She suggested that maybe at Fastlane, instead of the usual Charlotte wins the title back. Instead of that, maybe we get Sasha turning on Bayley and Bayley winning by disqualification. I think is how that worked. If Charlotte attacked her, I think that's how it works. So, and then triple threat at Mania, which if we all remember Mania from last year, Mania wasn't all that great last year. But the best match on the card was the women's match from last year. It was. When it was Charlotte versus Sasha versus Becky. That was the best match on the card last year. And there are going to be two women's matches on the card this year. Two women's championship matches, two tag team title matches, I'm assuming. So, I mean, there are going to be a lot of title matches on this year's Mania card, without a doubt. But, yeah. I would be all for it that if that happened. I feel like majority of people are waiting on Sasha to turn you. So maybe Fastlane is the place where it happens, and maybe we get another triple threat at Mania between three talented women, just like we got last year. And then the Festival of Friendship. Everybody was looking forward to this. And see, I really didn't understand why. And last night when it was happening, I didn't understand why either. Because it was really stupid. Including the return of the parody of Goldberg, Gilbert. Where did they find Gilbert at? I don't know. But anyway, on to the best part of Monday Night Raw last night to me. Kevin Owens turning on Chris Jericho. That was the best part of last night. Simply because I saw it coming months ago. I knew this was going to happen. It's the Kevin Owens show. The Kevin Owens show. There isn't a shirt out here that says the Kevin and Chris show. Oh, no. It's all about Kevin Owens. It's all about the champion of the universe. It is the Kevin Owens show. And Kevin Owens show Chris Jericho. Why you don't try to outshine Kevin Owens with the list, with it, with everything that Chris Jericho was doing. He was trying to outshine Kevin Owens and Kevin Owens show Chris Jericho last night. Why you don't do that? It's all about Kevin Owens. It's a one-man show. It's not a two-man show. It's a one-man show. It's the Kevin Owens show. There are people that were very upset last night. And when I say upset, I don't mean that they were really mad. I mean that they were like crying and stuff like that. It's great. It's great, man. I saw it coming months ago, and I'm so glad that it happened. And the way that it happened was great, too. Kevin gave Chris a gift. It was the gift of Owens. I'm not even going to do the whole thing. But he gave Jericho a list. A new list, so to speak. And Jericho asked Kevin, he said, why is my name on this list? And then when Jericho took the list out all the way, it said the list of KO. And see, when Jericho started taking the list out, Kevin's face, his expression, it completely changed. And he went from smiling to very upset. And he beat the hell out of Chris Jericho last night. And it was great. It's the Kevin Owens show. Get used to it. And that Fastlane, next month, Goldberg. See, Goldberg likes to sit there. He likes to say everybody is next and all this and that. See, here's the thing, man. Goldberg, he doesn't deserve the Universal title. To me, he does not. I know there are a lot of people that are fans of Goldberg and that are happy that Goldberg is back. But see, man, I'm looking at this as what happened a few years ago with Punk and The Rock. Rock just came back out of nowhere. He said, I want to be WWE champion again. And somehow, some way, he became champion. And I wasn't happy about that. And if Goldberg wins this championship at Fastlane, I'm not going to be happy about that either. Especially considering the fact that if that happens, then if Goldberg takes his title in the Mania, if Kevin doesn't get it back, if he takes it in the Mania and defends it against Brock, then if one of them, like, I mean, come on, man. I don't want another part-time champion. I don't want another part-time champion. I know Kevin Owens' reign as champion hasn't been that great. I know that Kevin has been put into some situations. He's lost a lot more now that he's been champion more than he was losing before he even got the belt. So, I mean, I can understand why people want Kevin's title reign to end. But, I mean, if it was really up to me, Goldberg wouldn't be the guy that I would have take the title off Kevin Owens. If it was up to me, the guy I would have take the title off of Kevin Owens would be Jericho. I mean, after what happened last night, which was great, again, I'm going to say, don't have Goldberg take this title from him at Fastlane. Let Goldberg lose and then let Jericho come out there after the match is over. Get the Codebreaker on Kevin Owens, and then stand over Kevin Owens with the Universal Championship in his hands. And let that be the end of Fastlane. Don't let it be Goldberg with the Universal. Don't let it be Goldberg standing over Kevin Owens with the Universal. Don't let it be a 30-second match either. I know the match with Brock wasn't 30 seconds, but you guys know what I mean. Don't let him squash Kevin Owens like he's nothing. They let him do that to Brock at Survivor Series and at the Rumble. We all know Brock Lesnar is nobody that you should sleep on. If you sleep on Brock, he will destroy you. Just ask anyone that slept on him, if they ever did. They were never the same again. So, I mean, I would much rather this match with Goldberg and Brock just be a match between Goldberg and Brock for nothing at all, with no belts on the line, nothing. And make it no disqualification, too. Why not? No belt, just the two of them beating the crap out of each other. That would be better to me than them putting the Universal title with that. That would be better to me. That's just how I feel. But anyway, if you guys listen to this show, I appreciate it. I know this was pretty lengthy. But if you guys listen, I appreciate it, as I always do. Until the next show, I'll talk to you guys soon. Thank you.